And welcome to The Extra, the show connecting you to the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today, our topic is Black History Month. And Black History Month has a long history in the United States. It often is picked for the month of February. It always is picked for the month of February because Frederick Douglass was born on February 20th. Also, Abraham Lincoln on February 12th, who certainly fought for civil rights during the Civil War. But joining us right now to talk more about Black History Month and how you can take part in some of the experiences that enrich all of our lives by marking this month, we are joined by folks from the Fine Arts Center and the performing arts part of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. And you can experience the arts in all dimensions at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College with Black History Month programming. There's a blockbuster exhibition of Chicano art from the collection of Cheech Marin, creative classes, and much more. Joining me this morning with more on how we can all mark this through programming and also some previews of what's ahead at the FAC, I'm joined today by Idris Goodwin, director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, as well as Nathan Halverson, associate director of performing arts at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. Nathan and Idris, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Shannon. Thank you.
And let's start with you, Idris. This is going to be delving into a lot of what people may not know about the FAC, the Fine Arts Center. Now, we know that the FAC has put out a lot of programming through February in celebration of Black History Month. Why don't you detail some of that for us?
Sure, I would love to. And thanks for having us on this morning. We're really excited, and we really see this not just as this contained month-long focus, but rather a kickoff and an acknowledgement of commitment to represent all the different cultures and visions and artistic legacies that represent, you know, our own city. This is a very diverse city, and we want to make sure that everyone sees themselves inside our walls. And so we're going to acknowledge all the different heritage months throughout the year. So, but for this month, we've got a lot going on. We just had a reunion reading of our a very popular production that the theater did years ago called Intimate Apparel by the award-winning, much-beloved Lynn Nottage. That group of actors came back together to perform that script virtually. We talked to the Cleo Parker Dance Robinson Company out of Denver, who's celebrating their 50th year in existence. Also on FAC Connect, which is our virtual channel, we're showing their dance piece Movement. That's available. We have acquired art from one of our very own art stars, Mr. Floyd Tunson, who lives in Manitou. We acquired some of his art, and so we're doing for all students from any school. We're doing sort of private showings of some of his work and conversations about who he is. We've got poetry readings. We've got in our Bemis Art School a series called Artivism with Lisa Villanueva. I wrote a Black History Month rap anthem for Nickelodeon that you can find on our website. So we're just trying to provide a lot of options in terms of virtual content, in-person content, educational content. It's all there on our site, fac.coloradocollege.edu.
Well, and I think you answered the question, but is the Fine Arts Center open right now? I mean, has pandemic caused differences?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, you know, the pandemic was a blow to the the performing arts, the visual arts, you know, the arts across the nation really took a hit. And so we had to shut down for a minute. We had to take some steps back and kind of figure out our next move. But we started welcoming small groups of visitors back in November. And so if folks go to the site, you can reserve time. We're open 3 days a week right now, but as COVID rates drop and more vaccines gets in the arms, we're expecting to expand those. But for right now, go to our website and you select a specific time slot, and then you show up as you normally would, except, you know, with a mask. But one of the beautiful things is that our building is so large, and there's enough space in there. We've got, you know, walkways and pathways marked across the floor. We've got, you know, sanitizers, so it's safe. Yes, and we would love folks to come by and see what we have going on. We've got two very exciting new exhibitions, Papel Chicano Dos, which is from the Cheech Marin collection, and then the work of Indigenous artist Ana Sucalares, to Bind or to Burn. Those recently opened. And of course, there's pieces from our permanent collection. Nancy Lovendahl show is going on. So lots of options, lots of ways to engage with us.
Well, we're going to be asking a little bit more about that Cheech Marin collection exhibition. But let me ask you this. Why do you think we have been shut down or operating in limited ways? A lot of folks limiting their exposure outdoors, limiting their excursions outdoors. But why do you think it's important to really continue to inject some dose of the arts, if not big doses of the arts, but depending on, you know, your level of immersion, some dose of the arts in our lives at this particular juncture?
Oh, wow. Well, listen, obviously our physical health has been a major concern, right? That's why we wear the mask. That's why we socially distance. That's why we limit in-person engagements. But we have to also be aware of the toll on our mental health, right? We've all been very disrupted in our lifestyles and what we do and our abilities to gather and be together. And that takes a toll on our mental health as well as our spiritual health. And so, you know, we need the arts to help us, to help elevate us, to keep us connected to humanity and really for us to reflect. So I think it's important to engage with art as a patron, as a viewer, as a listener, but also, you know, we're committed to, through our Bemis Art School, providing opportunities for people to express themselves and learn their own, you know, find their own artistic voice. And so, yeah, that to me is just as essential, you know, as maintaining our physical health.
Right. You get your dose of water, you get your dose of air, you breathe in, you do some exercise, and you get a dose of the arts, get a dose of some sort of
mind, body, spirit.
Mind, body, spirit. I love it.
The spirit too.
And so, Idris, we were talking about that Cheech Marin exhibition. Tell us about that, because even though, you know, obviously he's a Hispanic star and collects, it sounds like, Chicano art, why is it important to bring in that multicultural experience to our lives?
Well, he says it beautifully in this wonderful interview that just came out on Rocky Mountain PBS. Shout out Kate Perdoni, who produced that. He says Chicano art is American art. And I think, you know, what all of this is about and what we're committed to is really showing the true face of America. The true face of America, you know, is diverse. It's multicultural. It is just that. And so the Chicano movement is an American, you know, movement. That is a culture that is from here, that is rooted here. And so of course we show that work, you know, that's because it's through looking at the work across the spectrum of American experience that we understand who we actually are as a nation. And I think in this juncture, you know, part of the conversation that we continue to have is about, you know, what does it mean to be an American? Who is America for, right? And I think we've all been tragically misinformed and mistaught about, you know, the story of who we are. And I think the arts can be a great tool in expanding that story because we all ultimately benefit. So, you know, while this is a very particular, you know, heritage month, it's like we can, you know, inclusion, this word inclusion is about making space. It's not about taking things away or that we can only have one conversation at a time. It's like, you know, this is an opportunity for us to find our similarities, but also to celebrate our differences and let those differences enrich us and move us a little step closer to one another.
Very well said, Idris Goodwin. We need to take a short break. Before we go to break, where can listeners go for more information?
FAC.coloradocollege.edu. FAC.coloradocollege.edu. Or just put Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center in the search engine and they'll do the rest.
All right. We're going to be talking more with Idris coming up about digital work. What's been happening with digital art? You'll want to keep on listening. The Extra continues after these messages.
Left to the right, top to the floor. When I say black history, say it's yours. Black history, it's yours. Black history, yes, it's yours. And we say it loud and proud again. There's no America without the African.
fighting to get it equal. Black history, the story of the...
Ah, does that sound familiar to you, Idris Goodwin? That is his creation.
It's always been my dream to hear my raps on the radio, and you just... gave me that.
I just made your dream come true. I love it. Idris Goodwin is the director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. And as a creator, he created a Nickelodeon rap, which is airing, I assume, on the Nickelodeon channel. And we'll make sure that we get that link up there. So if our listeners on the podcast want to see it, because it is a visual rap too, you can you can click on the link and watch it on YouTube. It certainly is something, you know, to bring to the younger generation this idea that Black History Month is something to be explored, to be shared. And the younger generation, you know, they're going to be the ones commanding this digital arts space. Wouldn't you agree, Idris? What kind of digital work have you been doing in that area, in that niche, that genre?
Well, you know, when the pandemic hit, and let me just back up even further, you know, for increasingly over the years, there's been a growing cohort of artists that are working in virtual reality, that are working in the digital space, that are, you know, moving away from the idea of graphic design purely as something to sell products, but actually applying the same kind of fine arts aesthetics and practices to, you know, digital platforms. You know, I think there's always been a big chasm between the museum, gallery, the sort of analog art world, the quote-unquote fine art world, and this growing digital world. And I think with this pandemic, you know, it was an opportunity to sort of close that chasm a little bit, and for those of us on the more traditional side to catch up a bit and learn and see where there are opportunities for us to, you know, keep our core intact, but also expand. You know, again, I'm all about expansion. I'm all about growth. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, this is about art. This is about our mission. And this is a moment where most people can't really gather in public. And so, you know, it was illogical for us to create a digital wing of our facility for performing arts, visual arts, and arts education. Not at all claiming to be experts in this. Really, it's a conversation. We're trying to learn and trying to grow and just, you know, ultimately stay engaged with our communities. And so we've done everything from, you know, we commission groups of artists across the region to collaborate and create new, brand new works as part of our 3x3 series. I was doing an interview series with artists from the region called Check-In, which is really just about how has this pandemic affected your arts practice. We've had, you know, virtual performance pieces from our youth rep and our theater company. We've done readings, digital stage readings. We've done studio visits with artists. So, you know, virtual classes, interviews. So we've amassed a nice little catalog. We might becoming like the Netflix of Colorado Springs here in a minute.
That's great. And so as you've done all of this to adapt to the times, what do you say is in the future as you prepare for the future? How will things go?
Well, you know, we are lucky enough to be part of, you know, there was an alliance that occurred, started in 2016 and was just finalized this past summer, right at the same time as the pandemic, which is talk about bad timing. But, you know, the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center's sort of next century is going to be, you know, as part of Colorado College. And that relationship has opened up a lot of new possibilities for us in terms of, you know, how we position ourselves as certainly community-facing, but also part of this academic environment. And so we're just going to continue to try to really explore what does that mean? You know, how do we continue to serve the community fully, but also ensure that faculty and students see us as a pivotal resource, a critical resource to, you know, their growth and what they do in their journey, you know. And so we're making plans for the next, you know, for the next handful of years here. How do we rebound from this very debilitating pandemic? How do we lean into the opportunities and the discoveries we've made? But then how do we make sure that we are safely reintegrating the public back into our spaces? Because end of the day, we are, you know, we are galleries, we are theater, we are studios, we are classroom. The arts are best experienced in person. And so, you know, that's the plan we're charting for right now. And we've got some big plans for the summer, which I'd love to come back and tell you about when we announce what that is.
That's a teaser.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. We're planning to really embrace the summer and the early fall, and the greater number of vaccines that'll be available in arms, and COVID's the COVID rate continuing to drop. And so, like I said, we have some very big plans ahead, and we're looking forward to writing this next 100-year chapter.
Right. And writing the chapter on this pandemic, because it has been a global event, a significant event in people's lives. And, through the arts, that is how it will be likely remembered for decades, centuries to come.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We want to direct people to go to fac.coloradocollege.edu if you'd like to find out more. We have more of the extra ahead, but as we go to break, let's give you another taster of Idris Goodwin's work, his rap that's airing right now on Nickelodeon Channel.
Till every textbook and every class give up the glory. The true and living facts of his and her story. People want to know why we still celebrate it. Road been rocky and we made it, we elated. Our survivors, strivers, fighters, singers. Get us dropping names like we have but our fingers. Rosa, King, X-Truth, the greatness. Ali, Fred, Douglas, these are the basics. But how about Bessie Coleman, the fly aviatrix? Or Katherine Johnson, who helped launch the spaceships? Or Louis Latimer, illuminating...
And welcome back to The Extra, our show today focusing on Black History Month as a way to funnel your appreciation for the arts by going to the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, taking in some of the exhibits, taking in some of the programming. And, we've been talking about some of the art that you would see perhaps hanging on walls or sitting on pedestals or perhaps even accessed through a tablet or computer. That's fine, but that's visual arts or maybe music arts. But what about the performance arts? And joining us to talk more about that, we have Nathan Halverson, Associate Director of Performing Arts at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. And Nathan, you have a theater school there that offers professional theater training. Tell us about what the classes look like. Who are they offered for? What are you trying to do through this?
Yeah, we have had a theater school for about 20 years at the Fine Arts Center, geared towards 5 to forever. and so we have a bunch of spring classes coming up for 5 to 18-year-olds in specifically. And I can't remember what the other question was.
What are the classes? I mean, what do they consist of? For people who are not in the theater world, who might be intrigued or might think that their kids might find something interesting. What do these classes look like?
Well, to me, theater is the study of the human condition. It's exploring humanity and what that means through the art form of theater, right? And so I feel like our classes are about that. Especially during this time too, I think the classes are about healing and community. And so that's our major push right now. But it's also, of course, for that young person who is dancing around the living room and everyone's like, hey, that kid loves to dance. And so, you know what I mean? So it does a lot of things. It's about humanity, but it's and the skill set building.
And we talked about how all of the arts are maybe undergoing a bit of a pivoting toward the digital landscape. Is that the same for the theater school? Have you made adaptations for that?
Oh, yes. It was never an option for us not to keep teaching. I think during this time in particular, the need for safe spaces for creativity became even more important. So the teaching artists and I got together and we talked about our core values and what is the theater school really about and how can we translate what we've been offering all these years into a digital platform. And that was like really exciting for many ways to reignite all of us as educators into like, what is the point? What is the purpose? And then take all these exercises and games and theater traditions that we've learned through the years and translate them to digital. And surprisingly, it's been very successful and invigorating.
Oh, I love it. And sometimes it could be a stress reliever. I know I took a theater class when I was in my teens, way back, and it taught stress or it taught breathing exercises, breathing and projection and relaxation techniques that are very applicable to now. I mean, I use my breathing exercises to when I feel a headache come on, and it really helps a lot with that. And I assume that some of these classes are really treating the holistic person, the child or the teen or the adult who's taking part, as a way of, you know, really being able to funnel whatever anxiety they're feeling during the pandemic to a more relaxed state.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of our classes begin with some sort of warm-up or some sort of connection to body and breath. So you hit it right on the head there. And then we move into specific classes for the different age ranges, what we're tackling. This year, or actually I should say this spring, these classes are going to culminate in our very first ever Fine Arts Center Theater School cabaret that we're going to stream in May. So every student that registers for these classes will all be working together with their different teachers to create this big event that we're going to stream to the public in May.
That sounds exciting. So what would the course titles be that are being offered this spring?
Yeah, absolutely. We have for our 5 to 7 year olds, we have our budding thespians class. And for our 8 to 13 year olds, we have the emerging artist class. And for the high school students, we have youth rep. All these classes take place on Saturdays. Youth rep meets twice a week, Wednesday afternoons and Saturdays. And in these classes, we're all going to be working on a giant opening number and a big finale number for the cabaret performance. And then each class will be creating their own content that they create on their own. So the 5 to 7 year old class is going to be working on the idea of what is home and comfort. Because I've been thinking a lot about in the spring, like we've been hitting this, we've been doing this for so long that what we need to do is heal ourselves and define ourselves and comfort ourselves. So our programming is geared towards that. So 5 to 7 year olds are doing this exploration of home. Emerging artists actually are going to be doing some text work and some classic work, using some scenes from Midsummer Night's Dream to explore in that class. And youth rep is going to be doing a bunch of series of workshops. We also are attacking Shakespeare. We're going to be looking at classical texts. We're going to be looking at voice and movement technique, as well as getting the performance together for May.
Wow. And if listeners want more information, should we direct them again to that fac.coloradocollege.edu website, correct?
Very good. Now I don't have to say it. You did it for me.
It's not too bad. And of course, you can always just Google it, as Idris was telling us a little earlier. We need to take a short break, Nathan. When we come back, we're going to be asking about some of your adult classes. You're going to be telling us about this, especially one that's really gained in popularity. When we come back, more from the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. Keep it right here on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra as we continue to bring you a little slice of Black History Month as marked by the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, but also what else is going on at the Fine Arts Center, fac.coloradocollege.edu. We have Nathan Halverson on. He's the Associate Director of Performing Arts at the FAC. And Nathan, okay, before I went to break, I gave the audience a little bit of a teaser. There's apparently an adult dance class that's become pretty popular. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, the dance class was born about 5 years ago. I was asked to choreograph a number for our yearly gala with board members. And so we did this week of rehearsals, and we did this performance, and at the gala, everyone was like, we should do this every week. And I was like, okay, we can. So we started this adult dance class, which meets on Monday nights for about the last 5 years. And it's fun. I mean, the dance class to me is about a reconnection to our bodies. So many of us sit at our desks all day, and we type, and we talk on the phone, and we forget that we have these instruments that need to be engaged. And so the class is really not about making, you know, the next Baryshnikov. The class is really about, do you think you like to dance? Did you dance before and you haven't in a while? Do you love to dance? You do it all the time, but you want to do it with a bunch of people? It's a celebration of movement. And it's been a real treat the last 5 years, for sure.
Did it change during the pandemic closures?
Yes, we did it digitally. And it was really pretty awesome because so many of us have been meeting on Monday for years and years, and then we were not seeing one another. The last thing I did, I think, before it all happened was teach a dance class. I taught the dance class, and then everything kind of stopped. So it was a way for us all to connect during that time. And these classes will be coming back in the next few weeks.
Okay, and I'm guessing it's all skill levels are welcome. I'm guessing if you invited board members, there's a chance that there were a few beginners out there, right?
I mean, I think the oldest participant was 80. The youngest was 20. If you want to move, come on. I just think it's a wonderful thing to do to remind yourself that you have a body.
Okay. Everyone can shake their booty. Okay. Nathan, what's your favorite part of this theater school programming and leading it and perhaps exploring new directions? What's your favorite part of it?
Well, I would say I'm feeling things while you ask that question.
Maybe it's hard to pick just one.
It is difficult to pick just one, but I was a young person who was looking for this program and didn't find it. You know what I'm saying? And so the great joy of it is creating this course load of my childhood fantasies. You know what I'm saying? And seeing the great rewards from it. The community that is created through these students is something to behold. And I see them supporting one another as they leave the Springs and go on to explore higher education or dreams that they have that they're pursuing. And it's the community. As I said earlier, I just think it's a very theater, the skill set does so much more than just teach you how to sing, dance, and act. It teaches you confidence. It lets you stand in your truth and share your feelings. There's so many rewards from it, and I think that's the best thing about it.
Right. Because, I mean, you really have to, if you're a child or a teenager or a preteen, you really have to forge your own identity. I mean, it's no one else who's going to be on that stage. No one else who's going to be helping in these productions. It's just the child, the emerging adult, who's going to be the one who is taking on this new task. And as such, I mean, it really is an opportunity, like you said, to build confidence, to build a sense of self. So as listeners go for more information, fac.coloradocollege.edu, what would you just like them to know, Nathan?
There are amazing things happening at the Fine Arts Center in our education programming, but across the board. We're still here for you, connecting to you during this time, and we can't wait to see you again.
Oh, that's great. Well, we enjoyed this conversation. I don't know if we have Idris Goodwin, who's still on the line, or we don't know if he's still on the line.
I'm still here. Oh, I'm riveted by Nathan's every word. Praise usual.
I know. It's really got a lot of people, I'm sure, excited about the stuff going on at the FAC. So why don't you leave us in this final minute or two with what you want people to know. Again, we chose the occasion of Black History Month, but it's certainly a celebration of the arts is something that can take place year-round.
Absolutely. I mean, really, our mission and our job is to be an epicenter for all different, you know, forms of art. That's what those brilliant women founded us to be over 100 years ago, and we're just keeping that going. We want there to be just constant vitality and conversation and discovery. You know, that's really what it's about, and it's a space that it has to be open and inviting for everybody, for every walk of life, and we'll do the best we can to try to make sure everybody feels welcome there and sees themselves represented in some way, and has a platform to express, you know, their own truth. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we're committed to.
I love it. Idris Goodwood, director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, and Nathan Halverson, associate director of performing arts at the FAC. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And before we go to break, how about another listen of Idris' rap now playing on Nickelodeon celebrating Black History Month?
It's yours, Black History. Yes, it's yours. Fought the revolution in both world wars. Black History, it's yours. Black History, yes, it's yours. Black History, yes, it's yours. Gotta say it loud and proud again. There's no America without the African. Fighting to get it equal. Black History, the story of the people. We gave you traffic lights to stop the crash. Almanacs, gas furnace, and gas mask. Gave you hip-hop, Tila Rock.